Hi, I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans. 30% of Americans who are planning home improvements of $5,000 or more will pay for those renovations with a high-interest credit card. That may not be a great idea. A better idea may be to take cash out of your home with a Quicken Loans 30-year fixed-rate mortgage. The rate today on our 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 4.375%. APR, 4.65%. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Rate subject to change. Pay 2.13% fee to receive this discounted rate. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Good morning, Homeng. Let's take a closer look into Petronas's report card this morning. Petronas recently released its first quarter results for 2016. How has the National Oil Company performed, and was it within your expectations?
Okay, I think it is quite weak across the board, especially for the first quarter. Because if you look at the upstream, the profits have fallen by 71% year on year. But of course, if you take into account that oil price was quite low, it averaged about $34 per barrel, where in 1 year ago it was about $54. And of course, Petronas also has gas projects, and long-term LNG prices have actually halved from $14 to $15 per MMBTU last year. Now it's only at $7 in the first quarter. These are the long-term LNG prices pegged to the JCC contracts. So in a sense, the decline in upstream profits is it's expected because of the fall in prices mainly. For the downstream also, I think they have also performed, there was also a decline because refining margins are weaker versus the extremely high base last year. Overall, I think it is not really a surprise because the trend is also in line with the results that were released by the oil majors recently, the super majors like your Shell and BP. The explanation that they gave is quite in line with what Petronas have seen in their first quarter results as well for both the upstream and downstream. But of course, the concern is now on the cash flow of Petronas because in the first quarter, its operating cash flow is barely meeting 10 billion ringgit. And that 10 billion is not even sufficient to match the capex that was incurred, which was about 11 billion ringgit in the first quarter. And noting that Petronas has certain commitments in its capex, despite the ongoing cuts, for example, the important projects like the Pengerang and some of the LNG projects that Petronas has. So even though in the subsequent quarters, because oil price have recovered from the first quarter, the upstream profits could reasonably be better on a quarter-on-quarter basis. But note that Petronas also has an obligation to meet the 16 billion of dividend payments. So it definitely needs to do more, take more action, knowing that operating cash flow would not be enough to ensure cash flow neutrality, meaning if you take into account that they have dividends plus any loan repayments plus capex, there's definitely more challenges ahead of them.
On the back of recent news that Petronas could be divesting its asset to a Russian oil firm, what does this indicate to you, and does this allude to further divestments and cash flow concerns?
Well, I wouldn't say it is necessarily a direct consequence of its cash flow problems, because it's not only for this case, but like all the other big companies like your Shell and BP and Petronas, divestments and acquisition opportunities are always strategic decisions that are undertaken by corporations at any point in time. But of course, given the current industry cycle, where the down cycle has been quite long, such as this, the divestments of non-core assets has taken a more central, more priority, a more central focus for all these oil majors, especially because it definitely helps them to achieve cash flow neutrality. So in this sense, divesting away non-core assets would definitely free up some cash flow. It will allow them some form of flexibility, definitely. So, I mean, it is normal and not an unexpected move in a sense, yeah.
Do you also see further cuts in capex and award of contracts in the industry now that the oil has recovered a bit, up to $40?
Okay, I do see in the near term there will be a continuous sense of a lack of awards in the industry, a lack of contract awards, because do note that any capex cuts it will take time to flow down to impact the expectations of contract awards. And even at this point in time, oil majors are still cutting capex. It's not just Petronas, but even the rest of the big oil majors around the world are still cutting capex, even looking at their first quarter, their latest guidance in the first quarter. So, and that's also because some are taking advantage to renegotiate costs with the vendors and suppliers, and some are still looking at priorities and commitments in their projects. So this trend has not bottomed yet, I believe, in the near term, in the sense that the lack of contract awards would still be a theme for the next few quarters at least.
Do you think that oil and gas counters are currently undervalued, and how did some of these major firms perform?
Well, so far, for those that released the results so far, there was it's kind of a mix of negative and positive surprises. I think it's still more towards the negatives for now. In first quarter was a time where oil prices were very low, and was a time where the customers are very still in hesitation to revive back the CapEx and margins. Moving forward, I think earnings will still be poor because they are still reassessing their CapEx and project commitments, like I mentioned. In terms of a recovery, yes, oil prices may have recovered and stabilized, and that should be good because for a CapEx recovery, the guidance from the oil majors, not just from Petronas, but also from all the other oil majors, is that they prefer to see a stable level of oil prices. Not necessarily higher oil prices, but stability is more important for them to consider reviving CapEx decisions. Because if you have stability, stable price, it will also help them to respond accordingly with cost adjustments and relooking at their project priorities and so forth. Even if the price stabilizes, say around 40 or 50 in the long term, it doesn't mean that I believe there's only some customers, because the oil majors who are highly leveraged or the oil majors who lack a good portfolio of efficient oil and gas assets may still struggle to match their project and cash flow break-evens even at current oil prices. So those guys may still hesitate to award contracts. But the more stable players like Shell, BP, or even Petronas may consider awarding contracts again if oil price stabilizes. But also do know that even if oil price recovers, there will be a time lag before the oil majors are comfortable to roll back CapEx and contract awards again, which also lend towards a new disability.
That was Kong Ho Meng, senior analyst at UOB Kay Hian. And now Julian Ng is standing by to speak to Michael Yoshikami, the CEO of Destination Wealth Management, who's on the line with us all the way from San Francisco, California.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.
Hi, I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans. 30% of Americans who are planning home improvements of $5,000 or more will pay for those renovations with a high-interest credit card. That may not be a great idea. A better idea may be to take cash out of your home with a Quicken Loans 30-year fixed-rate mortgage. The rate today on our 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 4.375%, APR 4.65%. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Rate subject to change. Pay 2.13% fee to receive this discounted rate. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.